The Doctor's Daughter by Hilma Wolitzer. Read by Anna Fields.
Disc 1.
To those good doctors, Julia Smith and Francis Cohen, keepers of body and spirit. Chapter 1. The moment I awoke, I knew that something was terribly wrong. I could feel it in that place behind my breastbone, where bad news always slides in like junk mail through a slot. It was there that I first acknowledged my parents would die some day. Oh, sweetheart, but not for such a long, long time. Where I knew I was ugly and would never be loved. Where I suffered spasms of regret about my marriage and my children, and fear of their deaths and of my own. God knows there were plenty of things wrong in the larger world I could easily have named, and that aroused a similar sense of dread. But whatever was lodged in my chest that April morning was personal, not global. I knew that much, at least. Was it something I'd done or forgotten to do? There was a vague suggestion of amnesia, of loss, but when I tried to pin down its source, it proved to be elusive, a dream dissolving in daylight. In fact, I'd had a dream just before waking, but the content was obscured by a kind of white scrim. The only thing I could remember was the whiteness. And I couldn't discuss any of this with Everett. We'd quarreled again the night before and were being stonily polite. And what if my awful feeling turned out to be about him? So I put it all aside while we ate breakfast, chaperoned by CNN and The Times, and chatted about Iraq and the weather and the eggs on our plates. I told myself that this was what long-married people...